Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. So Monday happened, and you had every intention of holding on to that sweet Sunday glow, the peace, the prayer, the promise. You even walked out of church whispering, "I feel renewed. I'm not going to yell at anybody this week." You were so full of the Holy Ghost and coffee creamer that even the wayward toddler screaming in the back pew seemed like a beautiful picture of God's grace. But then you woke up Monday to 47 emails, a half-dead phone battery, a spiritual attack disguised as a gas bill, and the very real temptation to throw a whole adult tantrum before 9 a.m. By Tuesday morning, you're already repenting for things you haven't even done yet, just preemptively covering it all, because you know that by the time someone microwaves fish in the break room or cuts you off in traffic while singing a worship song, you're going to need that grace in bulk. If this sounds like you, congratulations. You are extremely human. And extremely not alone. So we're calling this episode, "Don't Let Monday Blow Out Your Sunday Flame." Because that spiritual high we feel on the weekend wasn't meant to be extinguished by a to-do list and a long line at Starbucks. It was meant to fuel the week. But let's be honest, sometimes it feels like the fire fizzles fast. So what do? We get real about it. The enemy doesn't wait until we're weak to hit us. He's strategic. He waits until we're strong. He waits until we're fresh out of church, ready to evangelize the whole Walmart parking lot. And then he throws a wrench in your car engine, your emotional stability, or your group chat. And here's the kicker. It's not always some dramatic, fiery trial. Sometimes just low-grade spiritual suffocation, a heaviness, a sense of blah, like you're dragging your soul around like a laundry basket with one sock sticking out the side. You're trying to be on fire for Jesus, but someone left a spiritual lighter outside in the rain, and now you're just mildly smoldering and emotionally damp. And yet, this is where the real obedience happens. This is where the faith becomes more than a Sunday experience and turns into a Tuesday decision. Because the flame was never meant to be a feeling, it was meant to be a fight. Faith is not fragile, but our flesh is. So the thing is, we treat the flame of faith like it's fragile. Like if we don't feel it every second, we must have lost it. Like if we don't wake up shouting hallelujah and journaling in calligraphy, we're failing as a Christian. But real fire doesn't disappear because you had a bad day. It doesn't vanish when your kids are loud and your patience is louder. It doesn't vanish when you don't feel worthy or when you messed up before you even brushed your teeth. The fire is in you because he is in you. And he doesn't pack up and leave just because your Monday was less than majestic. Romans 8:11 says, "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body." That's not poetic fluff. That's resurrection power on a Tuesday in your mortal body. That means right now, in your anxiety, in your overwhelm, in your "I don't feel like being holy today" slump, he is still quickening you. You don't have to feel it to believe it. You have to just choose it again. So let's talk practice. Because the number one question I get is, how do I stay on fire for God when my week looks like nothing like my weekend? The answer, you don't stay on fire, you feed it. A fire doesn't stay lit by accident, it stays lit because somebody, usually in pajamas and slippers, got up, poked it, added wood, and didn't panic when the flame got low. You feed it with the word, even when you don't understand it all. You feed it with prayer, even when your prayers sound more like, Lord, help me not slap somebody today. You feed it with worship, not just music, but in your choices, your attitude, your posture, your reactions. You don't need a choir, you need consistency. You don't need a platform, you need posture. You don't need a spiritual high, you need a spiritual habit. The Tuesday battle is where the flame grows. Don't beat yourself up if the week got messy fast. That doesn't mean the flame went out. It means you're living in the wilderness with the rest of it. That's where God refines. That's where He proves Himself. That's where faith stops being cute and starts becoming real. Your flame might look small today, but fire isn't measured by noise. It's measured by heat, by persistence, by how it keeps burning through wind, through disappointment, through microwave dinners and carpool lines and broken expectations. It's not a bonfire. It's a slow burn. And that's more than Let me remind you of something. You didn't lose the flame. You just stopped tending it. Or maybe you let somebody else's opinion pour cold water on it. Or maybe life knocked the wind out of you. But God, He didn't go anywhere. And if you're still here, listen to this. Breathing, thinking, wanting more, then guess what? The flame still. It might be low, but it's ready to be fanned again. So here's my final thoughts for Tuesday. Let it burn quietly. If your Tuesday feels like a backslide into chaos, don't panic. You're not broken. You're becoming. You're not failing. You're fanning. And God is still God. On your high days, your hard days, and your hopeless in a Honda days. So pick up the flame, stir up the gift, crack open your Bible, whisper a half-hearted prayer if that's all you've got. Then go out there and be the flicker of light someone else desperately needs. Because someone's watching you. Not for your perfection, but for your persistence. You never know who's watching. You'll light just by staying lit. Thanks for hanging out with me today on Unpolished But Called. Whether your flame is a wildfire or just a spark, don't give up. We fan it together one awkward, grace-filled, caffeine-dependent day at a time. See you next episode. And hey, if you haven't already, grab your spot on the newsletter at katherineschaefer.com. I promise to make you laugh, cry, and probably want to yell same into the void at least once a week. Love you fiercely. Stay lit.